Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anita Anand with the World News. The headlines. West Asia conflict enters critical stage with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of attacks on its power plants and bridges on Tuesday if Strait of Hormuz remains closed. President Trump announces rescue of second F-15 crew member missing after Iran shot down U.S. fighter jet. Iran claims it shot down multiple U.S. aircraft during U.S. rescue attempt. In Pakistan, 45 people killed and 105 injured in rain-related incidents across Khyber Pakhtunkhwa over the past 10 days. And in boxing, five Indian boxers tore into semi-final at the Asian Championships in Mongolia. West Asia conflict has entered a critical stage as U.S. President Donald Trump today warned that he will strike Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to marine traffic. In a post on his social media platform, President Trump warned that Iran will be living in hell if the waterway is not opened. Meanwhile, Iranian missile and drone strikes targeting key infrastructure across the Gulf region. In Bahrain, Iranian drones struck the Gulf Petrochemical Industries Company today, triggering fires in several operational units. The attack follows recent strikes by the U.S. and Israel on Iran's largest petrochemical complex in Mashhad. In Kuwait, two power generation units were shut down after Iranian drone attacks on power and water desalination plants. A separate drone strike also caused a fire at the Shuwaik oil sector complex. Iran has also carried out attacks in the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Ministry of Defense announced that its air defense systems intercepted 9 ballistic missiles, 1 cruise missile and 50 drones launched today. More from a West Asia correspondent.
The broader regional picture continues to darken. In Lebanon, Israeli strikes have intensified sharply, with at least 7 hitting the southern suburbs of Beirut in a matter of hours. One strike in a densely populated neighborhood killed at least 4 people, with dozens rushed to Rafik Hariri University Hospital for treatment. The area has been under forced evacuation orders since the 2nd of March. With Israeli officials issuing warnings on social media before strikes, many residents have nowhere to go. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli strike also killed a Lebanese army soldier, and the Syrian-Lebanese border across the Masnah was shut after Israeli military issued an evacuation order with Syria, citing security reasons. Israel's military has reported 1 soldier killed in ongoing southern Lebanon operations and has continued to issue border area evacuation warnings. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the rescue of the second F-15 crew member who had gone missing after Iran shot down a U.S. fighter jet. In a social media post early today, President Trump said the aviator is injured but is expected to recover. On the other hand, Iran claimed it had shot down multiple U.S. aircraft near southern Isfahan today during a U.S. rescue attempt, a report.
Iran downed a U.S. F-15E Strike Eagle aircraft with 2 crew members on board on Friday. While one crew member was rescued soon after the crash, the second went missing, leading to an intensive search and rescue operation. President Trump said dozens of aircraft were involved in the rescue mission and that U.S. forces had been tracking the missing crew member round the clock. Meanwhile, Iran's military spokesman said 2 Black Hawk helicopters and a C-130 military transport plane were destroyed in the operation by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Basij forces with support from local law enforcement. Swati Rakeja for World News.
Director General of the World Health Organization Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus today raised alarm over the safety of nuclear facilities in Iran. In a social media post, the WHO chief cautioned that any strike on such facilities could trigger a nuclear disaster with long-term health consequences, urging immediate de-escalation and stating that peace is the best medicine. His remarks follow an incident near Bushehr nuclear power plant where a projectile struck close to the perimeter. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that the site's physical protection staff member was killed by the projectile fragment and a building was damaged by shockwaves and fragments. France has said that China executed a French citizen convicted of drug trafficking after keeping him on death row for more than 15 years. The French Foreign Ministry said in a statement last night that Chantal Fumi, 62, was executed in Guangzhou, despite repeated clemency appeals from French authorities. He had been sentenced to death by a Chinese court in 2010. The ministry expressed consternation, adding that his defense was denied access to the final court hearing, which it said violated his rights. In response, the Chinese embassy in Paris stated that China treats defendants of all nationalities equally and handles cases impartially in accordance with the law without directly mentioning Chan. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan, 45 people have lost their lives and 105 sustained injuries in a rain-related incident across Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province over the past 10 days. The Provincial Disaster Management Authority, PDMA, today said that among the total 45 fatalities, 23 are children, 17 men and 5 women. The PDMA report stated that heavy rainfall led to roof and wall collapses in multiple districts, affecting around 442 houses across more than 24 districts. In Nepal, leader of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Dole Prasad Aryal, was elected as Speaker of the country's parliament today. President Ramchandra Podel administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Aryal at a special ceremony held at the President's office this afternoon. The notice issued by the Parliament Secretariat stated that Aryal, who also served as the Vice President of RSP, was elected unopposed during a meeting of the members of the House of Representatives, the lower house of the Federal Parliament. American space agency NASA has shared an image of the moon captured by the Artemis II crew as they travel on a mission to fly around the moon. The image posted on its social media account showed the entire Oriental basin on the right edge of the lunar disk, which was never been seen before. The three Americans and one Canadian are on board the Orion spacecraft, which is expected to reach its destination tomorrow. In boxing, five Indian boxers stormed into the semi-final of the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. In the women's category, reigning world champions Meenakshi Hooda and Jasmine Lamboria, and in men's section, Lokesh Akash and Harsh Chaudhary secured spots in the last four stage. We have a report.
The Indian contingent continued its impressive run at the Asian Championships, with Meenakshi Hooda defeated Japan's Yuka Sadamatsu by a unanimous 5-0 decision in the women's 48kg category, while Jasmine Lamboria outclassed China's Ji Chen in the women's 57kg division with a dominant 5-0 victory, booking their places in the semifinals. Their victories ensure that the entire Indian women's contingent will finish on the podium. In the men's competitions, Lokesh continued his fine form in the 85kg category, registering a clinical 5-0 win over Korea's Gi-Che Kim to reach the semifinals. In the 75kg division, Akash defeated Turkmenistan's Yalas Bhaktiyarov by a convincing 5-0 score. Harsh Chaudhary also delivered a strong performance in the 90kg bout, overcoming Kyrgyz Republic's Tinistan Alibeyev to advance to the semifinals. With these results, India now has 6 boxers competing in the men's semifinals. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. West Asia conflict enters critical stage, with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of attacks on its power plants and bridges on Tuesday if Strait of Hormuz remains closed. President Trump announces rescue of second F-15 crew member missing after Iran shot down US fighter jet. Iran claims it shot down multiple US aircraft during US rescue attempt. In Pakistan, 45 people killed and 105 injured in rain-related incidents across Khyber Pakhtunkhwa over the past 10 days. And in boxing, five Indian boxers stormed into the semi-final at the Asian Championships in Mongolia. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.